שלום רבות. ורבי זה. טוב. We're on page 214, and רבי שלום, אני בא אליהם בדווקא לשיחה הפשוטה הזאת עם השם הזאת, אני תמיד לזוהב יותר. דווקא, specifically in this conversation, this simple conversation with Hashem, that is the most, that comes in a natural way, in a speech way, with Hashem. Right? In a flowing way. And this kind of conversation, specifically Rabbeinu said, Shehi ma'ala elyona gdola min hakol. It's a great, great ma'ala, bigger than anything. Lekavanato, she'elecha adam, daber im Hashem, mipshitut gmura. And his intention is, his meaning of Rabbeinu is, that a person should go and talk with Hashem simply, simply, simply. להתייחד עם הוא יתברך לבד באיזה חדר, and to be alone, just him and Hashem in a room, or in a merpeset, or in a park, or on the beach, or in a field, or anywhere where he feels alone, and he feels comfortable to talk with Hashem, and talk with Hashem, and tell Hashem all that's on his heart, and ask Hashem to bring him close to him. ועזי יזכה לכל הטוב שיש בעולם, and then a person will merit all the good that there is in the world. לכן, therefore, כל אדם, any man, בן איש ובן אישה, man or woman, בן בחור ובחורה, if they're single, כל אחד, each one, צריך שלא יעבור עליו יום בלי שעה התבודדות. He needs not to pass even one day without an hour of התבודדות. דהיינו, which means at least 60 minutes in a day, that in that time you can be alone with Hashem and thank Hashem and confess to Hashem and do cheshbon nefesh and whatever he did from the yitbodedut of yesterday until now. Ki yitbodedut nikrit rasha shel Yom Kippur, because yitbodedut is also an hour of Yom Kippur. Sharei hi mechaperet al kol hayom, because it atones for the whole day. וכשאדם עושה בכל יום חשבון נפש, when a man does every day חשבון נפש, משעת יום הכיפורים של אתמול ועד שעת יום הכיפורים של היום, from the Yom Kippur of yesterday until today's Yom Kippur, so the hour of Yom Kippur of yesterday until today's hour of Yom Kippur, נמצא כל ימיו בתשובה, ותמיד הוא יקים לעבוד. So he can't find himself his whole life in תשובה, and he doesn't have any sin, because every day he זה שוב, understand. בזמן שמספר להשם את כל מה שעבר עליו מאתמול עד עכשיו, at the time that he tells Hashem all that he did from yesterday until today, that's how he goes through. He can't just think, Hashem, I'm here, think of that. Then start telling Hashem what he did from yesterday till today. So then, as he says, אזי על כל דבר צריך להודות להשם. He goes through, let's say for example, he did it בודדות in the morning, before davening. טוב, so now he comes the next day and he says, well, okay, I did בודדות. Afterwards, I went to the mikvah. Thank you, Hashem, that I went to the mikvah. Thank you that I have a manui. I have enough money to pay the mikvah. Thank you that I had a towel. Thank you that the water was warm. Thank Hashem. Thank you for going to the mikvah. Thank you for giving me the koach, the cheshek. Thank Hashem. Right? Right? And if, let's say, it was difficult paying the mikvah, right? Or you didn't go to the mikvah yet, doesn't go yet to the mikvah every day, so ask Hashem. Hashem, give me the schuz. I want to go to the mikvah every day. Please help me. Ask Hashem. And if he sees something that he stumbled in, he went to the mikvah, he didn't guard his eyes, right? On the way to the mikvah, he didn't guard his eyes. Hashem, forgive me, I went on the way, I didn't guard my eyes. Please let me guard my eyes every day. And if he guarded his eyes, thank Hashem for every time I guarded my eyes. Just go through the day like that. Right? Hashem, right? Confess. Show Hashem regret. Ask Hashem to get you close to him. And say, Ribono Shalom, תקרב אותי, get me close to you. יש לי כזה יצר הרע, הדבר הזה, I have such a huge יצר הרע on this thing. אני בכל פעם נרשם מחדש, and every day I stumble. אני אומר לך, Ribono Shalom, שאני לא רוצה לחתור, and I'm telling you, Hashem, I do not want to sin. And every time I sin, I feel punishment that I'm sinning. Why? Because to remove the mind from Hashem is a punishment. תקרב אותי, get me close to you. תן לי אמונה בך. Give me emunah in you. Give me to know you. Moshe Rabbeinu, forgive me. Forgive me. So, talk with Hashem simply. Remember that Tshuva today that we do is Mecha'a, main thing is do Mecha'a. Even though a person knows he's going to stumble again and again, you do Mecha'a. Mecha'a means you protest against it. You say, I'm against it. I did a sin, I don't want it, Hashem. I do it because I have Yetzirah, I don't want this, I don't want this. Help me, Hashem, I don't do it anymore.
Regret?
Hashem, I regret. I want to be only close to you. All the time. Yeah. So you get the idea, right? Kol shai tova. Every hour is good. Kedei likanes lachinuch lasot shai bodedu. In order to go into this education of doing, this custom of doing an hour itbodedu, מוכרחים לדעת שההתבודדות היא לימוד בפני עצמו. We must know that התבודדות is a learning at itself. You have to learn how to do התבודדות. והיא דרך שהאדם צריך להכיר אותה ולהתמצא בה. This is a way that a person needs to know and to be familiar with. כשם שבלימוד כל נושא בחיים צריכים תחילת הרחה. In the same way, and anything you study in life, anything you learn in life, you need guidance, right? You need to learn before you do something. And then you need the coaching, right? And then with the time, a person becomes more of an expert, right? And then he finds other ways, better ways, and personal ways to do it. Same way he's going to do it. The world needs learning, it needs a rub, it needs guidance, and the main thing I need is consistency. Every single day. Take for example driving. Driving, first you have to learn how to drive. Then you have to practice how to drive. Then after you practice how to drive, you have to practice more how to drive. And the more you practice out, the better you're going to be in the driving. And then each one drives differently. This one likes to drive their hands like this, this one like that. Just find your personal way, how you feel comfortable in the car. A person likes to move this chair back, this chair forward, to be close to the window, away from the window. That's already each one. With the time, he develops his own way. So same thing with his brother. And consistency, because a person learns how to drive now, and then a year later just takes another lesson, and a month later another lesson, a month later, he's not going to ever learn how to drive. But if he learns every day, he's going to learn how to drive. So same thing with his brother. What?
You can drive every year.
Oh, whatever, the other day, yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever. With both of them, you can't do it. You have to do everything. And that's why חשובה כל כך ההתמדה. The main thing is the consistency. Because each התבודדות and התבודדות that a person does, he merits to receive an idea of how to do התבודדות. He gets another aspect of how to do התבודדות. He learns to know himself. He learns himself. And what's his work, and what he has to be careful from. For example, for some person, you see that he will be sad. If he doesn't have cheshbon nefesh, he's sad. He knows where he is now. He'll be sad if he does cheshbon nefesh. He sees how bad he is, how that. So he's not allowed to do cheshbon nefesh. It's an aveira for him to do cheshbon nefesh, do tshuva. He has to only say thank you that day. First, he has to learn himself. Of course, the ultimate is that he'll do every day, now he's both of tshuva and everything. But if a person is not there yet, he's not there yet. And ככה הוא הולך ומברר יותר ויותר, goes and clarifies himself more and more בבהירות, clarification, את דרך ההתבודדות האישית שלו, his personal way of התבודדות. הוא משתפר במדרגות ולסוף, and he gets better and better in levels. ומילא מובן, so understood, and a person should not anticipate that immediately when he begins doing התבודדות, oh, right away, all the gates are going to open, he's going to know how to do it the best התבודדות. No, it doesn't work like that. I remember my first התבודדות. I remember I lived near Rehavia, and we had a roof, it was always open. I remember standing there and saying, okay, no, what am I doing here? Hi Hashem, hi. I didn't know what to do. We're here again, you know, I didn't know what to do. And then slowly, with the learning, and with the listening to the Rav, and learning the books, learning Rabbeinu's farm, especially listening to the Rav, it opens up.
So you do it.
No, you have to do it. We can't tell you. Each one is personal. I can tell you what I did. I don't know if it worked for you. Okay. A personal Ibbodedut is personal. A person has to know, especially learn Paras Field, a very powerful book. ולכן, בשביל להצליח ללכת בדרך הנפלאה של ההתבודדות שעליה אמר רבנו קדוש, therefore, in order to succeed going in this wonderful way of ההתבודדות, that the ההתבודדות that רבנו was speaking about, שהיא דרך חדשה לגמרי וגם ישנה מאוד, which is a completely new way, but it's also a very old, old way, very ancient way of serving Hashem, על האדם להכין את עצמו. A person has to prepare, it's very important what Rabbi was going to say now, very important, Rabbeinu says it many, many times, Rabbi Nathan also, has to prepare himself. שלא יהיה אכפת לו בכלל אם הלך לו בהתבודדות. A person needs to, when he goes into the התבודדות, to know, I do not care what happened in the התבודדות. Good, bad, succeed, not spoke, I didn't speak, I was happy, I don't care. לא אכפת לכלל. I learned it last night also from Rabbi Nathan, הלכות שידוח הקן. לא אכפת לכלל. I don't care. Not to care. Not to care. You're going to do 60 minutes of Bodhu regardless of what the results are. Because if a person goes with
expectations
of this has to be and this has to be, the Yitzhak will find exactly the way to make him fall from his Bodhu. That's why his only expectation has to be that the fact that he came and he's there for 60 minutes. Zero. Whatever happens there has nothing to do with us. We're not in charge of that. We're in charge to come and do it. Hashem is going to do it inside it. We have to come. So, come to the field and let Hashem deal the rest. He shouldn't care if he dibel dibuim or shatag, if he had talks, if he had what to say, or if he was silent. If he had a arousal of the heart towards Hashem or not. או שיצא מהתבודדות לשרחת שלו, אם קשה לו, קל לו, maybe he left the התבודדות with a bad feeling, or was it difficult for him, was it easy for him, if he fell asleep in the התבודדות, nothing. He should only know, I feel I have to make a decision. Right, Ezra, you know this?
Absolutely.
You do 60, I'm doing 60 minutes of those every day, regardless if I'm sick, if I'm healthy, if it's my son's wedding, my son's bris, right? If I'm moving an apartment, it doesn't make a difference. If there's Shiputzin going on my house, if it's Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, have a flight to America, I don't care. 60 minutes of both, I'm doing. Zero. If a person has to make this decision in his heart. The same way a person knows I put on tefillin every day. Every day I put on tefillin, so every day to 60 minutes of both, do it.
It has to be a priority.
Priority for anything. More than your chavusa. More than anything. More than your sleep, more than your learning, more than your davening, more than it's hakol. And of course, the very good advice is to do it before you get home. So once you get home, you don't know what's going to be. Then your wife's the boss. When you're out of the house, you're the boss. When you go in there, no, now your wife's the boss. Now she tell you no. Now diapers. Now we have to go out. Now we have to talk. Now we have to this.
Yeah,
so what she says? Huh? So leave. Before you go, 60 minutes of Bodhu every day. Also, it sweetens the din, judgment, like we know.
Increases
the din?
Sweetens
it. Yeah, if a person has judgment because he didn't guard his eyes, and he just didn't do the tshuva, and he comes home, then his wife starts whacking him, and talking not nice to him, and being upset at him, and he doesn't know, what did I do wrong? I went to yeshiva, I learned Torah, and I didn't speak not nicely to you, I called you during the day, I said, hello, how are you doing? Why are you acting like this to me? And he doesn't even know why she's doing it. It's because there's judgment on him from Shammai. He didn't do tshuva. If he do now, he's going to do it. So he did tshuva. Every day before I go into the house, I do tshuva on guarding my eyes. Even, I don't know. I think on my eyes, I do tshuva. Even if I do it, Bodhu's already. Before I walk in the house, I do it. I ask Hashem, forgive me, I only want to do your thing. I'm afraid, I don't want any judgment on my head for my wife. כל כך צריכים להיות חזקים בהחלטה הזו. A person has to be so strong, so absolute with this decision, עד כדי כך, until even that he'll agree in his mind, that even if he stands a whole hour, and just look at the sky, without speaking out even one word, and at the end, in the beginning he says, הריני מקשה, I'm connecting myself to Rabbeinu. And then at the end he'll say, thank you Hashem, I did an hour, give me the zchut also tomorrow, do an hour, and then go. Very good. Rabbeinu says it. Torah Chafei. Tinyana. I'm connecting myself to all the tzaddikim. especially to Avinu HaKadosh. Thank you Hashem for doing our Yibodudut. Please give me the Sus. Give me now Yibodudut. Give me the Sus to do also tomorrow now. Even if you don't say anything, just sit there and think about how much money you owe people. And look at the sky and say, Hashem, what am I doing here? Wasting my life. Love Hashem. You're there for 16 minutes. She potets ha'olam. Zeo. Because the main thing is that a person get himself used to doing an hour Yibodudut, chok velo yavor. The law that you can't obey, disobey. Can't disobey. Of course, the person has some talks. Hashem, no, I'm doing here, what's up? What am I supposed to do here? He has some talks, he has something, comes out usually. And sometimes the person does pour his heart out, he has a situation, presses the situation. Sometimes Tommy wants to tell Hashem what was up today with him today. And even the fact, so much quoting from Rabbeinu here, I'm not saying it's Rabbeinu, but the Kutei Moran, I gave a shir about it. Even the fact that a person, just the fact that he came and he prepared himself and he wants to serve Hashem, it's already good. And there'll be days, if a person is consistent, days will come that he won't even stop speaking for 1 minute the Holy Bodhus. And I'm telling you, these days come. Right, Ezra? I specifically turned to him because from experience he's talking. So if you guys are not doing an hour of Bodhus, then I'm still at MOV, so I'm giving you a share on MOV. Now we're learning a little bit of